Blog Talk Radio.
Today on this beautiful Sunday, December the 10th, 2023. So good to see all of you here on the line with us today. Praise his holy name. Amen. Pastor Mom is here, bright and shiny in the Lord. Hallelujah, with a big smile on her face. Amen. Greet everybody, Pastor Mom, and open us up in a word of prayer. Say welcome to everybody, and good morning. And welcome. Amen. Amen. Okay, open us up in a word of prayer. Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Amen.
Pray our prayer together. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. One more day. Hallelujah. In his presence. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise and glory. Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 100. And if our choir is ready after we read Psalm 100, we'll hear the Psalm 100 and verse 5 prayer. I mean, a song, hallelujah, from our choir. If you guys are ready, go ahead and press your number one key. Amen. Psalm 100 and verse 5, choir. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's read that together. Psalm 100, the whole psalm. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and it is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Choir, y'all.
The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Great. That was beautiful. Hallelujah. I felt the anointing. Thank you, choir. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on to Psalm 34. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read that together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. God has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name, his character, and his nature. So we have been doing that here at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and we call it Pearls to Ponder. He is the pearl of great price, and we are pondering on him. Hallelujah. We're just rolling this, who he is, his character, and his nature. We're pondering him. We're rolling that around in our hearts and our minds, so that he can just show us even more about what he is doing and who he is. Hallelujah. And really, he wants us to be partakers of his divine nature so that God's character and nature become our own. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He wants to work more on the inside of us. Hallelujah. So we have found, this month, we are talking about joy, the joy of the Lord, a joyful God. And the joy of the Lord is the gladness of heart that comes from knowing God, abiding in Christ, and being filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And when we begin to know him in every aspect of our lives, and our decision-making, our actions, our behaviors, our communication with him continually, we find that he is the very foundation of our life and that nothing happens apart from him. Everything is spiritual. Everything, God is involved in it. Combing your hair, washing your dishes, looking for a job, looking for a house, looking for a car, whatever it is, he's involved in it. Hallelujah. And in a joyful way. Now, last week we talked about that in his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Now, today we go to Nehemiah, and that was from Psalm 16 and 11 last week. This week, we're looking at Nehemiah 8:10, one of my favorite verses. Hallelujah. We'll just read the whole thing. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat of the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. That's when we got some serious joy, when the joy of the Lord is flowing through us so that we have strength. Amen. Amen. So here's a song. You know, I like to look for songs and everything. Of course, there's a lot of songs on joy, especially this time of the year. And so we have, we're going to hear, and we don't own the rights to this song. We're going to hear Maverick City, and they're singing Joy, Joy to the World. And then they put it together with the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's delightful. Amen. Let's worship God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my joy to the world. The Lord is come. Hallelujah. I like how they put that together. That was beautiful. Amen. Amen. And so that's our pearls to ponder. We're pondering on the joy of the Lord. You know, during this season, during this Christmas season, so many things happen during this season. And it seems like so many people go home to be with the Lord in December, you know, around the end of the year. And yet the joy of the Lord is our strength. And joy to the world, the Lord has come. Hallelujah. So we pray and we believe and we ponder on the joy of the Lord. We need his joy this time of the year and every time of the year. Hallelujah. In every season. Hallelujah. He is the reason for the joy. Glory to God. In every season, he is the reason for our joy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that is our pearls to ponder for today. Amen. Ponder on the joy of the Lord. You feel yourself getting caught up in this commercial Christmas stuff that happens, or you find yourself feeling down and out this time of the year or any time, hold on to the joy of the Lord. He is our strength. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's go on to our, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our declaration. Amen. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Amen. Hallelujah. We've been declaring and decreeing. Amen. And I ask the Lord to even allow us to be aware that what we have declared and decreed, hallelujah, has been established, that we're aware of it. Sometimes things happen. Oh, miracles happen. They happen so fast. And sometimes we don't even catch it until later. Amen. I can even say something about that. I mean, it's been years that God has been doing something in Get 'Em Radio, and it was just this 11th year that I realized that this is a family thing that he's doing. Hallelujah. The Lord told me many years ago that the family is going to be involved in ministry. You know, I was thinking about the father, the mother, and the children. I wasn't even thinking about extended family and everything. And so that's why I say, Lord, help us to be aware that you have established some things and a light is shining upon our way. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. Well, the flower's starting to fade. It's getting cold, but it's kind of weird. It gets cold, it gets warm. It gets cold, it gets warm. But the grass is withering, and the flowers are, yes, they are fading. But the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. Now, several years ago, Sister Mom, she really introduced me to this years ago. I think I kind of heard about him, but I'm talking like 20, 25 years ago, something like that, where she began to read Charles Capps. He's a Christian, and he wrote a book called God's Medicine. And it's by Charles Capps, and it's God's Creative Power for Healing. And in this book, it's a little booklet. And in the book, it says, to be spoken by mouth three times a day until faith comes. Then once a day to maintain faith. If circumstances grow worse, double the dosage. There are no harmful effects from God's medicine. Hallelujah. And then it says, saying these scriptures aloud are medicine to your health. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to go over these declarations of healing over us. Hallelujah. And I have this in a document. And so if anyone wants this, I can just, it'll be easy to just send it to you. I have it in a Microsoft Word document. So if you want to send me your email, or I may have your email, just tell me that you want it, and I will send it to you. All of these declarations are based on the Word of God. Hallelujah. So repeat after me. Jesus is the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease power over me. I am forgiven and free from sin and guilt. I am dead to sin and alive unto righteousness. Hallelujah. Ooh, that's a wonderful declaration. That's a and wonderful medicine to speak over ourselves. That's from Colossians 1, verses 21 and 22. Let's continue to repeat. Forgiveness and strife. I forgive others as Christ has forgiven me. For the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. What a wonderful declaration that we are free from unforgiveness and from any kind of strife. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's from Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. And Romans 5 and verse 5. Let's go on some more. We'll read several more. Repeat after me. Jesus bore my sins in his body on the tree. Therefore, I am dead to sin and alive unto God. And by his stripes, I am healed and made whole. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. 1 Peter 2 and verse 24, Romans 6 and verse 11, and 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21. Praise God. Amen. I think I even have this recorded because we were, praying this over, we were praying with Mom and Pastor Mom, and we had this going for quite a while in her room. Amen. Just doing what the Lord was leading us to do. Praise God. So I can look for that recording if anybody would like that as well. Okay. Continuing on, Jesus bore my sickness and carried my pain. Therefore, I give no place to sickness or pain. For God sent his word and healed me. Psalm 107 and verse 20. Continuing on, Father, because of your word, I am an overcomer. I overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. That's 1 John 4 and verse 4. And Revelation 12:11. Hallelujah. When we prayed that, I could perceive some healing just coming up somebody's legs in the name of Jesus. Just the healing. just waving up their legs in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord say that any kind of circulation issues are being healed right now by his blood in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That your blood is circulating properly all up your legs, all down your legs, all throughout every cell, organ, and tissue of your body in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord God. And this is the last one, hallelujah, for today. You, repeat after me, you have given me abundant life. See that life through your word. And it flows to every organ of my body, bringing healing and health. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. That was John 10 from John 10:10 and John 6:63. Hallelujah. I believe, oh, Shambhanabaha. I believe by the Spirit of the true and living God that there are some illnesses that are going on in body, in our bodies, that will not go into 2024. Hallelujah. That we will be healed and set free even in this year, 2023. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It won't prolong on into 2024. And we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Ha, hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for these declarations in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just not doing something just to be doing it. Hallelujah. But you are doing it through us. And that makes a difference. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, while we're on joy today, glory to God, we're going to hear Joy's Medley by Minister Joy Bryant. Hallelujah. A bunch of joy songs, because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
I want to take you back to the old time way, the way we used to have church, that good old time religion. God gave me this verse in my private time with him. He gave me the verse and I want to give it back to him. It goes like this. I've got so much to thank God for. I've got so much to thank God for. When I was praise. And they be over there praising the Lord. And I'm joining the praise. They sing like this. They say, joy bells keep ringing in my soul.
Waiting in the wings for us, under his wings.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray over our finances. Repeat after me. Lord, I commit my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose. Be a good steward of all that you give me. And walk in total agreement as to how it is to be dispersed. Help me to remember that all I have belongs to you and to be grateful for it. May I always be paid well for the work I do. And may my money not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Multiply it. So what I make and what I have will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances. Kingdom first. Knowing that as I do, I will have all I need. According to Luke 12:31, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there are several ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App, and that's $ESLCCC, which stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church, the first letter. And then we have a Zelle. Our Zelle is 973-951-9921. Our Zelle is 973-951-9921. If you're in the Heritage House, you may give at the door at 2E. Pretty soon we won't be saying that. You can mail your check or money order payable to ESLCCC. And that's 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, we just thank you and praise you for those who are tithing today, giving tithes and offerings today, Lord. In Malachi chapter 3, you said, try you on this, test you on this, and see, won't you open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. And then on top of that, you said that you will rebuke the devourer for our sake, that our money will not be stolen, it won't be lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank you for that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We were looking through some old documents and doing some packing and found $20. I was like, well, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That $20 has been sitting there waiting on us. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for the increments, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And also those who are giving, Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. So, with the same measure that you give, it's going to be given back to you in that way. So if you give cups, you get cups back. If you give buckets, you get buckets back. Hallelujah. Amen. If you give, hallelujah. If you give a bucket, you get buckets back. Hallelujah. That's what I meant to say. Amen. So God is giving to us in that way. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Thank you for doing it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then we always, Deuteronomy 1, 10 and 11. And that says that he will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as he has promised us. Lord God, we give you praise. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the tithers. We thank you for those who are giving offerings. We thank you, Lord God, for pouring out your thousandfold blessing upon us, even right now, in the name of Jesus, and money and things that money cannot begin to touch, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that we'll never be anxious about our finances and we'll never be afraid to give. Hallelujah. We will give as you have said in your word for us to give and as you lead us to give in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're so grateful for all that you have done for us, Lord God, and that you're doing and that you will do. In Jesus' name, and we all say amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, birthdays coming up. Glory to God. The birthday that we have coming up that I can see, and if I haven't said your birthday, it's because I don't know it. So make sure you let us know your birthday. The birthday that I see coming up is Pastor and Sister McDowell. So Sister McDowell that sings our song, I am the church, you are the church. Her birthday is coming up on the 16th of this month. And I think it's just so beautiful that her and her husband have the same birthday. Isn't that sweet? Amen. Hallelujah. So they're not on the line with us, so we'll just acknowledge them and just say happy birthday. Amen. Happy birthday to you both. Hallelujah. Amen. And I see you, Amber Rose. Your birthday is coming up after Christmas, so we'll be acknowledging you in a little while as well. But anybody else, let me know about your birthday because we got a new year coming up, and I want to make sure we acknowledge everybody's birthday because that's the day that the Lord brought you here. Amen. So we want to acknowledge what he did. Amen. Okay, before Pastor Mom brings a word today, hallelujah, we're going to hear one of her favorite songs, another one of her favorite songs that causes her to dance. Amen. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Amen.
This is one of my mama's favorite songs. I used to hear on Sunday morning, she would say, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Yeah, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. But she says,
down, Lord, burn down.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All the burdens are laid down today in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we're coming to the time where Pastor Mom is going to bring the word today. Psalm 119 and verse 11 says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." So Pastor Mom, at this wonderful, tender age of, and I call it Psalm 91 age, amen. She has hidden the word in her heart, and there are some scriptures that she has stood on for years. Amen. And so we're going to hear from Pastor Mom this morning. Say hi to everybody, Pastor Mom.
Hi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi. You saying hi to everybody?
Hi, everybody.
Oh, amen. Amen. Let's start with the scripture that we say every day, Psalm 118 and verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Psalm 118 and verse 24. Okay, Psalm 4. Excuse me, Philippians 4 and verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to, oh, let's stop right here and sing your song first. You're supposed to sing your song first.
Okay.
Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord,
in thy service.
Yes.
Thou may live.
Yes.
Every day.
Hallelujah. For I'm willing, Lord, to run on
all the way.
All
the way, Lord.
All the way long, Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run on
all the way.
Use me, Lord, in thy
service,
draw me nearer
every day.
Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run on
all the way.
All the way, Lord, all the way, Lord. Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run on
all the way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Even at this beautiful age of 91, she's willing, willing to run on all the way. Hallelujah. She could be napping right now, but she's willing, Lord, to run on all the way. Hallelujah. Amen. May we all be willing to run on all the way. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
He, hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. He maketh me to lie down. Thank you, Lord. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Amen. Come on, Pastor Long. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's start over. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me. We saying it together, right? Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's say the Lord's Prayer. Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. 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 Psalm 103 in verse 1. The Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Amen. Amen. Sometimes when she's saying the scripture, I believe she just feels the reverence for the Lord, but she gets real, like, shy. Speaking on out, Mom, Pastor Mom, and this is your favorite scripture, your all-time favorite scripture, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Amen. Trust in the Lord. See if we can say it nice and bold. Trust in the Lord with all. Yes, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct. Yes, he will direct your path. Hallelujah. Now, there's a couple of scriptures here that Pastor Mom taught me about, and she has a psalm that she prays at night in a psalm that she prays in the morning. Amen. And the morning, I'll start with the morning psalm. The morning psalm is Psalm 5, verses 1 through 3. Amen. The morning psalm is 1 through 5, Psalm 5, verses 1 through 3. And it says, give ear to my word, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Hallelujah. So for many years, she would read that psalm in the morning, Psalm 5 in the morning. And then Psalm 4 is the one that she would read at night before going to bed. And that's Psalm 4, verses 7 and 8. 4, verses 7 and 8. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increase. Verse 8, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord just brought that back to my remembrance today. To say, to share that's her morning prayer and her nighttime prayer. Amen. Let's go on to Genesis 31 and verse 49. May the Lord watch between me and thee, one by one. That's her rendition, one by one, or one from another. Amen. And then John 14 and verse 6, where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Amen. Okay, and then we'll close with this, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. And Romans 10:9 says, if you confess your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So God bless you all. Hallelujah. Believing that the word of the Lord has blessed you this morning. These are scriptures that Pastor Mom has held on to, meditated on, pondered on over the years, hid in her heart over the years, and may they be a blessing in your life as well. Hallelujah. If you're listening today, you may not be quite for sure or certain that you are saved, that you are born again. This is your time to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. As we read earlier, for God so loved the world. Hallelujah. So he didn't just love us in this world. He so love the world, the whole world. He didn't leave anybody out. But then he said, but whosoever believes in him, out of the whole world, everybody in the world, whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. So he wants us to believe. He wants us to make a choice with our faith to believe that he came to love on us and that he does not want us to perish. Now, Romans 10:9 tells us exactly what he's talking about again. It goes a step further. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Hallelujah. Out of your mouth, confess it. Say it out of your mouth. And then believing in your heart is, as I said before, making the choice to believe. Hallelujah. Jesus did all the work. It's just for us to make that choice and to believe, hallelujah, that he is who he says he is. And so if you repeat this prayer after me, it's a very simple prayer, but it's an eternal prayer. Immediately you will be transformed. You will be translated into from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his light. Hallelujah. You will be transformed and taken away from the kingdom of darkness. You'll come out of that kingdom of that perishing kingdom, and you'll come into the kingdom of life and light just instantly. Some of you may feel it. Some of you may not feel it. But when you say it from your heart, it happens. So repeat this prayer to me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. I need you, Lord. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Mm-hmm. Forgive me of all my sins. And now I know, saved, I'm born again according to the Bible, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Today, the day of salvation. Glory to God. Amen. You have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And I was thinking yesterday, what happened yesterday? It happened so quickly. I was on the elevator. Coming up the elevator yesterday, and I, a young man was on the elevator, and he's not too young. Well, he lives here. He just moved in about 6 months ago. I'd never seen him before, Sean. And I saw him in the elevator, and, you know, I'm thinking my time here is short, you know, in this place. And, you know, if I'm on the elevator with this guy, I want to make sure that he knows Jesus. So from the first to the second floor, I asked him. He was headed for the sixth floor. Mm-hmm. So I asked him, you know, if he was born again. He would say, he said, oh, yeah. He said, I'm Pentecostal. I go to such and such a church. He said, yeah, I'm saved. You know, and you know, he let me know he had given his heart and life to the Lord. And then by that time, we were on the second floor. I said, listen, I'm gonna ride on up with you to the sixth floor. So I got back in the elevator, and so I said, okay, you're in the Pentecostal church. I said, you filled with the Holy Ghost? You speak in other tongues? He said, no, but I would like to. I said, okay, let's do this. I said, I'm going to lay my hands on your stomach and pray, because the Bible says they laid hands on them and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. So between the second and the sixth floor, I laid hands on this man as he was getting out the elevator for him to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, I didn't hear him speak in other tongues, but I could perceive the anointing of the Lord was on this man. Hallelujah. Said, God bless you. I don't know if I'll ever see him again, because he's been here 6 months and I've never seen him before. But God was doing something quickly. Amen. And so even this morning, for those who prayed the prayer of salvation, if it was this particular day or you're listening to us in our podcast, yes, you are saved. And we will pray with you as well to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Hey, time is getting short. We're at the end of the end time. You need, I need, we all need everything that God has made available for us. And his Holy Ghost, hallelujah, is what we need in this world to make it through all that we need to make it through. Glory to God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for those who received you as their Lord and Savior today. We thank you, Lord God, for those who prayed that prayer so that they could be ready to pray with someone else, even if it's on an elevator between the first and second floor. Hallelujah. So that they can receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. So those who have received, Lord God, we ask you to touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Hallelujah. Fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to do right, power to think right, power to even speak right in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Power to read the word of God and to understand it as they're reading it because you're right there with them. And then, Lord God, power to pray in their very own prayer language. Hallelujah. Let your rivers of living water flow through them right now. Hallelujah. And let their very own prayer language proceed out of their mouth. Hallelujah. We give you praise and glory for it, Lord God. You are well able, and you want this to happen for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that praying in tongues is an everyday thing, as you said in Luke 7. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say Luke 7 or Luke 11. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for filling them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord God, that they are a child of God. They belong to you. Hallelujah. And when they are absent from their body, they will be present with the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And now we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. Hallelujah. We are the God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio family of broadcast. The Lord has put this family of broadcasts together so that we can come together and learn and grow together as a church. Glory to God. The way that you can connect with us is by calling area code 516-418-5699. That's 516-418-5699. And these are our broadcasts. Every Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Now, next Sunday, the Lord was just leading me to do a year in review. God has done much in the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And so we're going to have our year in review. We're not waiting until the 31st because something else is going on the 31st. But we'll have our year in review on next Sunday, and I'll be bringing that. And then the following Sunday is Christmas Eve. And, yes, we are having Christmas Eve service. Hallelujah. And the Lord willing, I'll be ministering on Christmas Eve. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it probably won't be a long service. Amen. Uh, it'll be as long as he says, but I'm not looking for it to be a 2-hour service. It'll be a shorter service, I believe. But God's going to have his way. And then on the 31st, which happens to be the fifth Sunday, we will have our guest church. The Memphis Covenant Faith Church will be with us on the 31st. So meet us here Sundays, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Mondays, we have our Bible teaching time, and that's with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. Every Monday, we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. The only Monday we're not going to have it is on Christmas Day. Okay, we're not going to do it on Christmas Day, the 25th, but we will be here on this Monday, the following Monday, and I'll send out something to let you guys know that we're not going to have it on Christmas Day. Praise God. But, I'm trying to think, we'll have it on New Year's Day. Amen. But we won't have it on Christmas Day. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we have plenty of archives, plenty of podcasts if you want to listen to it on Christmas Day. Amen. Tuesday, that's our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and that is 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where four people volunteer to pray in tongues, and then we have interpretation of tongues. And we have found that when we go into interpretation of tongues, which is prophecy, hallelujah, excuse me, when we do that, then some of those interpretations end up in the headline. So God is speaking to us. We've been getting lots of confirmation, and to see it in the headlines is awesome. So join us. Tell your friends and your family about it. If they don't speak in tongues now, tell them to join us. There are people who have begun speaking in tongues as we're speaking in tongues. Amen. Amen. So it's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesdays, every two Wednesdays of the month, I should say, two Wednesdays of the month, we have two different broadcasts. One is on the second Wednesday. The other is on the fourth Wednesday. The second Wednesday of the month is this Wednesday coming up. Mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. Wednesday, December the 13th. And that is Prophetic Healing with Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey. And this will be the last Prophetic Healing of this year. Please tell your friends, tell your family, and you come as well. Don't go into 2024 with an illness that you don't even have to go in with. We're going to be praying for people. The last time we prayed back in November, there were 8 healings that happened. One was so awesome. There was a woman scheduled for surgery, and after God touched her, the doctor re-looked at her and found that she did not even need the surgery. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So that's this Wednesday, the 13th. of December, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then our newest addition to our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts is the Anointed Pandemic Baby. And that will be the fourth Wednesday of this month, right after Christmas, the 27th of December. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. The more we do this, the more we find it is absolutely necessary. It is so necessary. These babies have made it through abortion. They've made it through the pandemic. God has poured out his spirit on these babies. He has something special for these babies. And at the same time, the enemy is trying to take these babies out. So it's very important for us to join together and pray for these precious babies. They are our future. They're our future. And so it's important for us to pray for the babies and to pray for their parents as well. Our co-host is Pastor Catherine Coleman. Amen. I call her our resident expert because she has a pandemic baby, a grandbaby, and four anointed pandemic great-grandbabies. Hallelujah. Come and join us. We are praying. We're finding out some things. I just found out some things recently about these anointed pandemic babies, and my heart is going out to them. We need to pray for them. Amen. Okay, Thursdays, our broadcast is 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. We are in boot camp season once again, and we are having prophetic boot camp with Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim Osborne. Now, on this Thursday, we are going to we knew that they had a previous engagement for the 14th, so they'll be back the 21st and the 28th. But on the 14th, I'm going to share some things. I've been called as a prophet, so I'm going to share some things, you know, how God even speaks to me, how I hear his voice, and some things that, some testimonies of what the Lord has done in the past. And I encourage you to think about your testimonies of God, of how God has spoken to you. Whether you heard his voice verbally, you heard his voice in your mind, you saw a vision, be ready to talk about that on this Thursday evening. We want to hear from you how God is moving through you prophetically, and he's talking to all of us. And those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Hallelujah. And eyes to see, let them see. So meet us here on this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And as I said, the Osbornes will be back on the 21st and the 28th. The 21st, Reverend Kim is going to be ministering about prophetic worship, and that's always good. Hallelujah. We get to hear behind the scenes of what God has her doing. Amen. And then the 28th, what I'm looking forward to is also they're going to be sharing a word for 2024. Hallelujah. Amen. So join us. We're looking forward to all that God is doing as this year rounds out. Hallelujah. Now we're going to open up the line. Amen. And give you all an opportunity. We'll open up all the lines. Give you an opportunity to, if you have a prayer request, you have a comment, you have a question, you want to encourage Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Amen. All Amen. Your lines are open. Lines are open. You can mute your line. To make sure we don't have that backup noise or the background noise. Amen. And I'll check my text, too, in case anybody texts me. Okay? Your lines are open. Okay, Minister Rachel said, we love you all. God Almighty bless them. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Joy sent me the rendition of Joy to the World that she likes a lot. We'll have to hear that. We'll have to cue that up in the next week or so. Praise God. Anyone else?
Hi, everyone. We love you all. And I was saying all because you had mentioned some birthdays, and I was like, all God bless them, a husband and wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah. On the same day. That's always really something.
That is really sweet, yeah. You know, that's something only God can do.
Yes, yes. Amen.
Amen. All right, love you all. God bless Pastor Mom and each and every one of y'all. Love y'all, and may God keep y'all strong.
Amen.
God bless.
Thank you.
Have a Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You.
And a blessed, beautiful New Year in Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Reverend Treva. Reverend Treva, I think it was your line that was doing the feedback. That's why I muted your line. But thank you so much. She said, great service today, and I love y'all. Amen. That's from Reverend Treva. Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Treva. Amen. Pastor Price, how did I not turn on your phone? Pastor Price, welcome. Believe it. Charge it to my head, not my heart. Amen.
All right. God bless you.
And
I kept
I'm hearing your thing. I'm hearing your headset, I think.
I don't have it on.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead. I can hear
you,
but it sounds like something's rustling in the background.
Oh, I don't have anything on. And okay, all right. Lord, I pray for the static to be gone, whatever that is. I want to thank God for you, Apostle, and for Pastor Mom this morning and for moving mightily by his spirit today. And I thank him. Thank God for you, Pastor Mom. I thank God for the opening prayer that you do. I thank God for all the declarations that came forth this morning. And then I thank God for you, Mom, and the message that you gave and the song, Use Me, Lord, in Your Service. So I thank God for you, Pastor Mom, and I give glory to God for you. Apostle, I was also thanking God when you were talking about the young man that you ministered to in the elevator, and it brought back memories of when you and I were in Denver, Colorado, when you lived there. And you took me to a theme park, and we were just sitting on a bench. and the ladies wanted to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Right
in
the park.
Right in the park. That was one of those monumental times, and I give glory to God for that. Also want to thank God for you yesterday praying with me because we had been getting tornado warnings here in the Memphis area, around the area. And you and I had interceded yesterday about it. I was saying, Lord, what could I have done more? I wanted to do more because I'd be praying for a radius around, you know, the 1,000-mile radius.
Yeah.
But it went into Clarksville. And I did contact Minister Teva and asked about her and Minister Jackie O. I think I don't know if they live in Clarksville or they live near Clarksville. Do they live in Clarksville?
Can you hear me? Maybe Minister Jackie O does, but Minister Kiba, I think she's in Nashville.
Yes, and even there were some tornadoes that hit in Nashville too. So there was some in Nashville and some in Clarksville. And so she wrote me last night and told me I wrote her, and then she told me that her and her family are fine, and so is Minister Jackie O.
Oh,
yes.
Praise God. Thanks for checking on us. Thank you. And letting us know about
it. Yes. Glory to God. And it was just a horrible thing. I mean, it was something. I was saying, Lord, thank you. Praying about, you know, and what happened was so the end where we live at was where they said that it could possibly affect. Well, the only thing that happened was it rained for just a little bit, and then it stopped. And so we were just thanking God for his hand upon, and that prayer does change things. The Lord spoke to me last night, and he said the effectual, fervent prayers of just one of us avails much. So it means a lot when we pray. So I want to thank God for the whole service today, all the saints in their respective places, and thank God for this special time today. And God bless each and every one of you. I'm going back on mute. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Because, I know I have friends that live around in that area, but all I could think about was my family over in Memphis. So thank you for sharing that. Amen. Anyone else? All of your lines are open. Anyone else? Hey there, Sister Debbie. Amen. So, amen. I just give everybody a shout out. Sister Rachel and family, shout out to you all. Pastor Price and your family. I see Minister Joy is on. I'm going to look up that song, Minister Joy. Praise God. Minister Faye. Shout out to you. Minister Mary, shout out to you. Reverend Treva, I give you a shout out. Pastor Don, great to see you. And everybody, shout out to you and to Sister Debbie. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If everyone has said what they wanted to say, we'll go ahead and close. Praise God. You know, on Mom's Day, we don't linger unless the Holy Ghost is saying something. Amen. Anyone else? Got anything burning? Okay. Hallelujah. Well, thank you all so much. So great to see you all. And we'll go ahead and close in prayer. Pastor Mom has preached herself happy, and so she's resting right now. Glory to God. So, amen. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. Amen. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day.